Hugo Chavez Insider, Fidel Castro Lord Venezuelan Dictator with Witchcraft and Women. By Francis Martel on May 30, 2019. An allegedly close former military aide to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez leveled scandalous accusations against Chavez's Cuban ally Fidel Castro in a story carried by Argentine media on Wednesday, suggesting the Castro regime killed Chavez after seducing him with women and witchcraft. The accuser, retired Lieutenant General Emiro Antonio Brito Valerio, reportedly made the allegations in audio relayed to the Argentine news outlet Infobae. Infobae published his extensive remarks, which detail his friendship with Chavez during their military training and his longtime concern that Fidel Castro was using his friend for political gain. The Castro regime is deeply embedded in Venezuela, dependent on it for free oil and money generated from its oil industry. A former Maduro official once estimated that there may be nearly 100,000 Cuban government agents helping run the Maduro regime in Venezuela. Brito's revelations are the latest in a series of attempts to revise the bloody legacy of Chavez's tenure, turning the wealthiest country in Latin America into the world's most miserable economy, the largest exodus in the modern history of the Western Hemisphere, widespread hunger and disease, hundreds of political prisoners, and the collapse, in the country with the world's largest known oil reserves, of its petroleum industry. Those who defend Chavez's brutal socialist legacy blame his hand-picked successor, Nicolas Maduro, for sinking the country. Maduro loyalists blame sanctions on Maduro loyalists for the disaster. Chavez referred to Brito as a good soldier friend in life and kept him in the highest levels of power as an advisor, including a position at the Venezuelan embassy in Cuba, Infobae noted. The soldier claims Chavez's brother, Adan, currently the governor of Barinas State, contaminated him with socialism. Brito also claims to have warned Chavez against at least one of Maduro's closest henchmen, Diosdado Cabello, the drug trafficker and television host Maduro keeps by his side to control the military. In the audio, Infobae asserts it has confirmed as of Brito, the man saves his Saint Ernest condemnation for the Cubans, claiming that he repeatedly warned Chavez to keep Fidel Castro and his henchmen at the distance. "Hit the brakes, hit the brakes," Brito claims he told Chavez in their last conversation. "Fidel doesn't want anything good for you." Despite the rift, Brito claims he told Chavez, "Those people are more advanced. Don't go over to Cuba. We don't know today if the Cubans killed Chavez. It is very probable," Brito says in the audio. "There can't be two bosses." Brito says Fidel Castro enamored him and Chavez fell hopelessly in love with Fidel Castro. Fidel wanted Chavez to work for him. The man ensnared him with the promise of power. He tricked Chavez and swindled him and he was fucked. Fidel blinded him with many things, with women, he got to him with witchcraft, Brito claimed. The Infobae article does not add any more specifics on either claim, suggesting Brito did not detail them in the audio. Practitioners of Santeria, a Cuban religion combining Nigerian Yoruba worship with Spanish Catholicism, have long believed that Fidel Castro practiced witchcraft and had been made a high priest of the religion. In 2016, when Castro died, Santeria priests warned Cubans to cover their heads to prevent Castro's spirit from possessing them and returning to the living world. Brito, if the audio is indeed of him, follows several members of Chavez's regime in attempting to absolve Chavez of his role as the architect of modern Venezuela. Unlike in the case of Maduro, the Venezuelan people elected Chavez in a free and fair election despite the fact that he never hid his disdain of democracy, as exemplified by his failed coup against the democratically elected government in 1992. By absolving Chavez and blaming the Cubans, the Chavez defenders exonerate the Venezuelan people of their role in the situation. Chavez's former intelligence chief, Hugo Carvajal, recently came out against Maduro, accusing him of murdering hundreds of young Venezuelans and urging the military to turn on him. General Ramon Rangel, another Chavez loyalist, also floated the theory that the Cubans killed Chavez in a video published to social media this month. Earlier in Maduro's tenure, former Chavez ministers Hector Navarro and Jorge Giordani accused Maduro government workers of stealing $300 billion in oil industry profits between 2006 to 2016. Not all former Chavez officials who have turned against Maduro have exonerated the late dictator. This all started with Chavez. Luisa Ortega Diaz, former Attorney General under both Chavez and Maduro, said in a recent interview. I think that Chavez's proposals strayed. But with Maduro, boy, Maduro did not deserve to be president. That guy is incapable. We all know it and I knew it. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.